Standing away from the threshold, not wanting to crowd, I plastered on my, "Oh my good gosh, boy next door" smile, rang the bell, and waited. The woman who opened the door, Rebecca, was wearing her hair up and a flour-dusted apron which held her heaving bosom in place and only partially covered her simple jogging pants and baggy jumper ensemble. Sunday lunch was already on the go. Flaring my nostrils, I inhaled discreetly. Chicken, my favourite. At least I wouldn't go hungry on this particular venture. Rebecca's eyes furrowed in slight confusion as she looked at me. I wasn't expected, and she didn't recognize me, so it was a facial expression I'd anticipated. Sweeping my blonde hair from my forehead in a boyish gesture, I beamed at her. A real live, full wattage smile, showing off my perfect white dental work, boasting my little row of impeccably enameled tic-tac teeth. "Rebecca, how lovely to see you again. You look marvellous." I opened my arms and gathered up her small frame, nearly lifting her off her feet. Planted a big wet one on her cheek and gave her a little squeeze. "Roger told me how well you were, but he didn't tell me just how fantastic you look. It really is lovely to see you again." Stepping past her, I watched her face drop as she realized I was suddenly and unaccountably on the wrong side of the door. I was in. Her cheeks pinked, and she said, "No, wait, please, stop. I don't know who you are." "It's me. You know me." I laughed softly and pretended a mock hurt look that she had forgotten me so quickly. I held my hand to my heart, feigning distress. She visibly dithered, her innate good manners fighting with the fact that there was an uninvited man in her house. I slithered my glance up and down her body, taking the whole of her in. It had the desired effect. She blushed. I grinned at her. "I'm certainly all the better for seeing you, Becky. Is it through here?" Of course, I knew where the kitchen was because I'd let myself in weeks before, just to familiarize myself with the lay of the land. I pointed quizzically as if unsure of the route, but walked into the kitchen, and then, like a divining rod, headed miraculously into the dining room as if by luck. Heard her hurried footsteps behind me. She laid her hand on my arm, her fingers gripping with a surprising strength.
"No, really, please, wait. Look, I'm very sorry, but I'm still not sure who you are, and I wasn't expecting you."
"Who were you expecting?" I smiled to take the bite from my words. "Don't tell me Roger forgot to tell you I was coming for Sunday lunch. I've been looking forward to it so much. And of course, I can't wait to see your daughter again, Lucy, and her new husband, Frank, as well. Do tell me they're still coming." My apparent intimate knowledge of her family and their plans for the day threw her. Her cheeks still held an embarrassed tinge of pink, but flared afresh again in an ugly crimson flush.
"Yes, I mean, no. Roger didn't tell me, or I forgot, probably my fault, it usually is. Brain like a sieve. And yes, Lucy and Frank are coming, as per, but I'm terribly sorry, I really can't quite place you. Who are you? How do we know each other?"
"Rebecca, really? How can you not remember me? I can't believe it, I'm hurt." Her fingers interlocked with each other, creating a mass of reddened digits, her knuckles showing white. She was a veritable blaze of angst-ridden colour. "Come on, Becky, tell me you're only playing. You are, aren't you?" She looked on the verge of weeping at her own social ineptitude. Rallying well, although laughably transparent in her attempts to redeem herself, she stretched her mouth into a smile, so tight I thought her lips might split.
"Just give me a clue. I'm just dreadful with names and faces, always walking past people who I've known forever."
Collapsing down heavily on one of the wooden dining chairs, as if she were feeling faint from her utter uselessness and lack of etiquette, I almost felt sorry for her. No, that's a lie. I didn't feel sorry for her. Not one little bit. I said, "I haven't told you my name. My fault entirely. That'll help. It's John. Remember now, we last saw each other at Roger's Christmas party."